Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Love Journey family. Woo! Keep your head to the sky. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire bringing us in this morning, taking us way, way, way back. I remember those days. Fantastic. Times when we were hearing messages that we didn't even understand, but now becomes more clear to us. Thank you, God. So good morning, family. I know this is a strange voice for you to be hearing this morning. I am Zakiya. I'm your host this morning, sitting in for our amazing lady Love as she's traveling. Just wanted to welcome you to Friday, December the 15th, and it is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe today with our amazing and beautiful Miss Chastity A. Wells. Family, if you were on the show Wednesday, I believe it was, she and her mom were on, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful expression of a mother and daughter relationship. And so Chassie is going to be back with us today, taking us through more of the abundance with Lisa Nichols. So thank you so much for being here this morning, bringing your love vibration here on the Love Journey. And let us all just send some beautiful love energy to Lady Love Janine as she's traveling back from Texas, I believe, back to Chicago. So, Lady Love, we love you, and we look forward to you coming back and being here with us. So, family, let us take a moment just to turn within, recognizing that there is only one presence and one power in our life, and that is God, the good omnipotent. And as we join together in the spirit of one love, let us take this time to vision in our heart space a world filled with love. What does that look like? What does that feel like to be in a vibration of love, to be with people that just are with each other, moving in this beautiful dance of life, loving, being happy and filled with joy and peace? We can create anything we want. We have the power within us to create everything and anything. And I absolutely see a world that is filled with love and compassion. I see a world that is where people are working together and serving each other. Can you see that? Can you feel it? Can you imagine it? Yes. Neighbors talking to neighbors and helping one another and serving one another. Oh, yes. Children playing together. All races, nobody, no big eyes, no little U's, no same color. We're just beings. If we took away these bodies, these suits that we're wearing, all we would see is light, our spiritual light. So there would be no difference in us. We are the energy. We are that. So let us just take a journey right now into creating a world here, heaven on earth, like the beautiful, beautiful Garden of Eden, when it was first created. Thank you, God. Father, Mother, God, we come together this morning in gratitude for our life, our abundant life. We are so grateful, 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 grateful. I am and we are to have an opportunity to wake up, to experience another day. And yes, God, we say yes to this day and all that you provide. Thank you for every provision. We thank you for the shelter over our heads. We thank you for the comfortable beds we were able to sleep on throughout the night. We thank you, God, for all the food that we will be able to experience today with wonderful ease, grace, and elegance, that we can walk to a refrigerator or to a cupboard or when they're cooking something on the stove. That substance is right there for us easily, effortlessly, and in divine order. God, we thank you for our magnificent bodies, our eyes that see, our hands that move, our feet and legs that carry us everywhere and anywhere. We thank you for our hearts that beat and pump the blood through our bodies so that we're still here sharing this wonderful earthly experience. God, we're so grateful for every organ and tissue and muscle and bone in our bodies. And we see ourselves as you see us, God, whole, perfect, and complete. For we are one with you. Thank you, God. Thank you for happiness. Thank you for joy, peace. Thank you for freedom. Oh, hallelujah, how good it is to be free, to get up, to go out when we want, where we want, do what we want, anytime we want. Thank you for freedom, dear Lord. And for those who do not have that privilege, we send love and light to them, that they may not be able to be physically free, but they can be free in their spirit. Their spirit can travel anywhere at any time, and they can break the bonds, the chains, as they come into that oneness of that recognition of that oneness with you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for our work, our service, as everyone is preparing this morning to go out into their workplaces. We just say thank you for the opportunity to be in a workplace, to serve, to offer our service, and to be prospered for the services that we give. And God, if there's anything that we desire to do that is not what we are experiencing right now, we thank you that we have the ability to create that. We can vision it, we can imagine it, and we can make it happen. And we thank you for all the dreamers. Thank you for all the visionaries that will have every desire of their heart. We bless you to just send your showers of blessings upon our Love Journey family. Thank each and every one that come here 5 days a week to be a part of this journey of love experience. And we thank you so much for our beautiful Janine Ann Ingram. You gave her, you downloaded into her spirit that this is what she was supposed to do, that this was her purpose. And she stepped into it, and for almost 10 years, we are in her 10th year cycle, she has been faithful to serve us here on the Love Journey. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask that you will continue to bless our families, our loved ones, and our world. Let us all be at peace with one another. Be in love as you are the love within us. And with these prayers, and we know that they are answered, and we know that there's even more to come, that we can just be thankful for this beautiful season, this Christmas season, where joy and love and beauty and the coming together is prevalent in our world, all over the world. We celebrate this beautiful season of the Christ. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen and Ashe.
birth, heaven was satisfied that there would be peace on earth. All creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus,
he's my tower, my friend.
Jesus,
he came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, the Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my Redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
You don't know like I know. Thank you, God. Jesus is the love of my life, the Christ within each and every one of us. Yes, thank you, God. I love this time of the year for so many reasons. We get to celebrate the beautiful Christ spirit. The love that entered onto the planet to teach us how to love. So family, good morning once again. This is Zakiya with you, standing in for the amazing and beautiful Janine Ann Ingram. Lady Love is traveling And she'll be back with us on Monday. This is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, and we will have our amazing and beautiful Miss Chastity Wells with us very shortly. So if you have been with us over the past few days, you know that we are studying in the book The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. And yesterday we were talking about magical health. And your assignment was to share some love with your body. You were supposed to write out all the things that you were thankful for to each part of your body. And I hope that was a wonderful experience for you. So just be grateful. Grateful for your body, grateful for your eyes, grateful for your ears, grateful for your heart, grateful for your liver and your spleen, and grateful for your feet and your toes. Grateful, grateful, grateful. So let's not let that be just a one-day process. Let's do that every day. Today is day 5 and of this beautiful magical journey. And guess what? It's Magic Monday. Money, magic money. Magic, magic money. So it's perfectly on time. Is that just divine that day 5 would be Magic Money and we are in Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe? That can't be nothing but the divine creating that. And so for those of you who have the book, we are on page 61, Magic Money. There is a quote here from Christian Science Hymnal: gratitude is riches, complaint is poverty. Rhonda Byrne says, if there's a lack of money in your life, understand that feeling worried, envious, jealous, disappointed, discouraged, doubtful, or fearful about money can never bring more money to you, because those feelings come from a lack of gratitude for the money you have. Woo-hoo. Complaining about money, arguing about money, getting frustrated about money, being critical of the cost of something, or making someone else feel bad about money are not acts of gratitude. And the money in your life can never improve. It will worsen. Ooh, Jesus. How many times and I ain't going to talk about nobody else but myself, have I complained about money? How many times have I argued about money? How many times have I been frustrated about money? And how many times have I been critical of the cost of something? Oh, my goodness, I can't believe that cost that much. Or I'm making someone else feel bad. Ooh, boy, I've done that many times. And so these are not acts of gratitude. And Rhonda Byrne says that the money in your life can never improve. It will only worsen. No matter what your current situation, the very thought that you don't have enough money is being ungrateful for the money you have. Uh-oh. The very thought that you don't have enough money is being ungrateful for the money you have. You have to get your current situation out of your mind and instead feel gratitude. Feel grateful for the money you do have. So the money in your life can magically increase. Woo! So if you just got a quarter, be grateful for that quarter. Be in gratitude for that quarter so it can increase to $1 and increase it to $5 and $10. Whoever has gratitude for money will be given more, and she or he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have gratitude for money, even what she or he has will be taken from him or her. feeling grateful for money when you have very little is challenging for anyone. But when you understand that nothing will change until you're grateful, you will be inspired to do it. So let's think about that, family. What do we want? What do we desire to create? So, you know, we do have that conversation. I'm sure I'm not the only one that has that conversation about there's not enough. Oh, my gosh. Getting to the end when you get your paycheck, I can't believe how fast it's gone. Oh, my goodness, I just got paid today and it's gone already and I don't have nothing. And, you know, we boy, those conversations. I have to watch myself. I know I have to watch my language, and I'm becoming more aware of it. Just the other day when I was out at the shopping center, and I was going into the store, and this young man said, you know, can you spare some change? And so one of the first things I said to him was, I'll see when I come back out. And I did say, but sometimes I'll say, I don't have anything. And we gotta watch that. You know, it may not be that you want to or that you have the ability at that particular time to share or circulate your good. However, to say I don't have it, that what are we creating with that? So we have to watch our language. The subject of money can be a tricky one for many people, especially when they don't have enough. So there are two steps in the magic practice today. It's important that you read through the entire practice of magic money, and I'm sharing this with you today. I will be posting it up on the Love Journey page so you can actually get to see it. So she is asking us to sit down and take a few minutes to think back through our childhood before you had any or much money. And just recall each memory where money was paid for you. And she wants us to say and feel the magic words, thank you, with all your heart for each instance. So for instance, when you were a child, did you always have food to eat? Did you live in a home? Did you receive an education over the years? Did you travel to school each day? Did you have school books and school lunches and all the things you needed for school? Did you have a bicycle or toys or a pet? Yes, I'm sure you're saying yes to all of these things. So all of these things cost money, and you receive them at no charge. So as you travel back through your memories of your childhood and youth, you will realize how many things you received that equate to hard-earned money. So be grateful for every single instance and memory, because when you feel sincere gratitude for the money you've received in the past, your money will magnificently increase in the future. It is guaranteed by universal law. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. I love that. Guaranteed by universal law. So, family, I believe that our beautiful Chastity A. Wells is with us. And, Chastity, if you're here, please press the number one so I can bring you into the queue. Not quite sure of your number. There you are. So I'm going to bring Chastity in just a second. I just want to share, so that was the first part for you to go back to your memory, to recall where money was paid for you, and to feel the magic words, thank you, with all your heart for each instance. And then the second step is to take a dollar bill or other small bill and write on a sticker that you place on the bill in big, bold letters, thank you for all the money I've been given throughout my life. I'm going to repeat that. Take a dollar bill or other small bill and write on a sticker that you place on the bill, write these words in big, bold letters. Thank you for all the money I've been given throughout my life. Thank you for all the money I've been given throughout my life. And then take your magic dollar bill with you today, and at least once in the morning and once in the afternoon, or as many times as you want, take it out, hold the magic dollar bill in your hands, and read your written words, and be truly, truly grateful for the abundance of money that you've been given. Ah, so family, I am going to, again, share that up on the Love Journey page. This is a beautiful, beautiful exercise for us to stay in gratitude for everything. And you know what? This is a good exercise for you to share with your children, because we give children, especially this time of the year, we're giving our children, you know, some children are believing that it's a Santa that's bringing these gifts and things. But we want our children to also be grateful for the roof over their head, the clothes that they wear, the bicycles and the toys and the fun things they get to do. So that is our gratitude practice for today. And I am going to go ahead and bring our Chastity A. Wells in. Oh, I got to find her song. Oh, my gosh, Chastity, I got to find your song, beautiful. But I'm going to bring you in because I can't remember the song right off the top of my head. I'm going to bring you in, Chastity, and I thank you so much for your patience this morning. Good morning.
Happy Friday, happy Friday. No worries. We're not sweating the small stuff this Friday, so happy Friday to you.
All right. Happy Friday, beautiful. So good to have you here. Blessings to you. Thank you so much. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, and definitely good to start us off on a Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe talking about just the rituals of inviting in more money, being conscious of our money, right? I think that's absolutely imperative, because the reality is many of us don't even realize, down to our blueprint, how we say we want one thing, but because of our blueprint and the emotional ties that we picked up in the lessons we learned as children, we're self-sabotaging each other or ourselves, right? And I think that that's the powerful thing. I think that was really powerful to even bring that up and then prepare a lesson to talk about it more. But I think that's powerful, especially on today, because the two really do go hand in hand. And it really is about us just getting that junk out of our lives that's just been heavily coded, and just going back to those stories, so we're actually able to input the things that do serve us where we're at and where our goals, where we're trying to go. So thank you so much for a warm welcome, and happy Friday, Love Journey. Happy Friday. I am your host, Chastity A. Wells. I'm super excited about being here today and getting everything started with us with Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We will continue on in our Book of Abundance now, which is a guide to amplifying your life and achieving prosperity today. Great Lisa Nichols and Janet Swister. We're actually still working on the third E that we actually started a few weeks ago. I mean, this third E is really powerful. I don't know how you all are feeling out there. I get some of the texts and feedback and things like that, but and everyone seems like it's powerful for you too, but I would love to hear everyone's voice. That I think the community deserves to hear your voice too. So, because I'm not doing this as a monologue, but as a dialogue for all of us. So we're still going over the third E, which is engagement in your work for more financial reward. Some of the things that we left off with last week that I just want to remind us of, and just touch back, just because it's important that we, in case somebody wasn't able to join us last week, Or if you just don't remember, because sometimes, you know, I feel like the world is moving really fast. So sometimes I don't remember. I have to go back before I read for this week and prepare. But some of the things that we actually talked about last week was visualizing yourself living your life assignment. Visualizing yourself living your life assignment. Your future experiences will start in your mind first. So we talked about all those different things and the importance of us preparing to actually do that and do the work and live in our life assignments and understand it, the importance of that. We were talking about your job being an investor to your breathtaking future. Whatever you decide to fund, you must be diligent and disciplined about setting money aside from your current job. And I really love that because so many times I listen to people and we are so quick to talk about, oh, I hate this job or this, that, and the other, or you misuse the time that your employer has blessed you with that job, right? Because obviously you're not there as community service. You're getting paid for it. So it is a blessing to a degree. Well, it is a blessing, period. But we just have to reframe our minds on regaining excitement about it and how to really look at it. So I love how she talked about regaining excitement about your job and looking at it as an actually investor to your breathtaking future, because that's a great way to really look at it. And then we just kind of continued on and closed out in just the importance of looking at your job as the investor and just having a positive mindset, moving into that frame of it and understanding the importance of it all. And so this week we will actually begin on the importance of standing in your power as we're visualizing a breathtaking life that we really do desire. So with the visualization process, it really is important, and this is something that I didn't really want us to go all the way through, right, because this is something you really can do when you're not together on the phone. And I really personally like visualization processes when I'm alone and I'm doing mine by myself. So if I'm thinking about that wrong, I'm open to anyone's feedback later in regards to that. But I definitely am a person who really like to put all of my energy there and not have to worry about guiding us all through it for myself. So, but she did talk about the visualization process on page 183. And so if you have the book, I think it's something that's monumental to really take advantage of, because it was something that was very important for me as well, especially in the journey that I'm in. And I think it's really important with us coming to the end of 2017 to really start looking at going into visualization processes, whether you're meditating or not. And I think most of us are on the love journey, but if you're not, it's cool. I think this is a great way to incorporate meditation into your life, so you're actually able to start using the power of the visualization, because we are created in God's image. So whatever we think about and we speak about, we bring about. So that's the power of this. So using the power of your mind to create your ideal life, your future experiences will start in your mind first. So let's take a journey into the most creative, free, and powerful place ever, your imagination. So we become what we think about most. And I highlighted that, I underlined it, and I think it's just a really powerful reminder. Like, we hear it all the time. I hear it everywhere. However, every time I hear it, I'm just very diligent to remind myself and to really highlight it, because it's easy for us to get caught up in something and say, oh, that didn't go well, or that sale didn't happen, or this didn't happen, or whatever the case may be. But we really do become what we think about most. So it's a great reminder. Your new possibilities and success can be created by you and only you. Sorry about that. I think I pressed the button in your ear. So again, your new possibilities and success can be created by you and only you. You will become what you think about every day. So I even wrote about what I want to become. So it's really staying in that mindset to really create that. Let's cut away all the limiting thoughts, family, and rise above the fears to the place of freedom and creation. Stand in your power. Success is your birthright. Move in this moment from optional to non-negotiable. I circled that. Non-negotiable. Let's stop making our lives and our success like an option, like something that, I could have it if I was one of the elite few or whatever the case may be. Maybe it's just not in the cards for me. That's a lie. And we have to stop operating in that. Let's stop making it an option and make it non-negotiable, because success is birthright. Every leader, prophet, visionary, role model, and legend visualized their future before they took action. You hear how that goes? So you have to visualize it first before you're able to even make an action plan, before you're even able to move into action. Because here's the cool thing about it. It's not about the action wasn't already there, but it's about making inspired action. And if you can't see yourself already there, it's really no point. Like, so you can go to work every single day, but, like, if you never visualize yourself as being a supervisor or being the on the board of directors or moving up as a regional manager or anything else, no one else is just going to pick you up and say, oh, you're the perfect fit for this, Michelle. You're the perfect fit for this, Regina, or whatever, you know. No. And even if they do, and you haven't visualized it first, guess what you'll do? You'll sabotage it because you never visualized it first for yourself. So everything in our being, family, is about us visualizing it first. We have to see it for ourselves in order for it to happen. And then that's when the inspired action comes. That's when everything else lines up and you start seeing the universe move things, and it becomes very conscious to us, because that's what we wrote down. That's what we visualized. So I'm just saying it because I just really want to remind us of how powerful our minds are. It's not about what we want to keep talking about or whatever the case may be. It's about really visualizing yourself. Do you really see yourself earning your first six figures? Do you really see yourself helping another 500 people this year coming up? Do you really see yourself serving in a greater capacity? Because you have to see it first before anybody else can convince you of it. And that's what this is about. And that's what I love about this part of the book, because it's really important for us to understand that. And I loved how she brought up every leader, prophet, visionary, role model, and legend. They had to see it first before they took action. Here's the reality, family. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And as she talked about that, she walked us through the visualization process and breathing and taking that in. But I know many of us are at work, and we have the opportunity to do that earlier part of the call. But if you want this part of the book, I'm always open to scanning it over to you just so you can take the time to actually go through the visualization script for living your life assignment. And I really do like that, because then you have the opportunity to say this to yourself, imagine a perfect day and just a pursuit of it. And just remember, family, everything that we imagine is real. Everything that we imagine is real. So imagine yourself happy, successful. What does success really look like for you? Really think about, journal and write about that today as you go through the muck and the mire of today. Really get clear about what that looks like. Because you only can attract what you really think about. You only can attract what is the predominant thought on your mind. And if you keep attracting what you consider bullcrap, I'm going to challenge you and say, you're not putting out the right. That's all that you're putting out there. You're not being really intentional. Because the fact that you're so laser focused on all the bullcrap, you're not laser focused on your life assignment.
So let's get clear, family. Let's get really clear about where we're going in our lives, because there's no point of us pretending to do a visualization together. There's no point of us keep talking about things that make us feel good in the moment, and we're not doing the work. I'm brutal about, I'm naturally a visualizing woman, naturally that girl. However, being raised by my mom, I pay very close attention to tasks and being very task-oriented. So I thank God for the balance within myself. But it does take discipline. It takes discipline and really surrendering to that, surrendering to the call. Because God has us. We just have to trust it and trust us. Either we believe it or we don't. To learn to really celebrate this part of our lives. So remember, be radical in action towards your goals. Ideas and visualizations are worthless without action. And that's the most powerful thing, because as I was saying just a minute ago, I'm a person who, I love visualizing things. I love thinking big and all these grandiose things. And then you can get lost because you're not making appropriate action, whatever that may be. Going back to school, getting some extra education, going to a marketing class, doing the extra reading, whatever that work looks like, you have to be prepared to do it and actually do it. It's really important for us to do that. So I just want to remind us today just the importance of us doing that. And then I just want to talk about a couple different things here about us staying excited and inspired through our career growth, because that's really, really important. So, again, Lisa reminds us here, we've already talked about your jobs and your business, and if things are unfulfilling for you. But what about if you actually have a job that does excite you, that you plan for, and that you're happy to do? Lisa says here, I applaud you. I applaud you too. In fact, I'm delighted, as she shared. Not only are you in the right livelihood, you're probably living your life assignment in this season. So now it's time to grow yourself as a career professional, practitioner, and a subject matter expert. This will help you stay enthused, inspired about the work you do all day, even stay enthused and inspired, period. You might even discover a new area of interest for you. Growth and skill building is key. And so I really just wanted to highlight that, because growth and skill building is really key. There are people who are at jobs, who love their jobs, and appreciate their jobs, who's not really just wanting to look at their job as an investor, like that they're moving on to something else. They're like, no, Jackie, I really like this job. This job is a great job. I want to retire from here. I want to do this. Well, that's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. But what Lisa's challenging you and what I'm challenging you to do is actually always be looking for areas to grow and to gain new skill building. So you can be the subject matter expert on whatever it is. Because you may find out after becoming a subject matter expert that maybe you're actually better at being a teacher. Maybe you can be the next coach or trainer that the corporation is looking to hire. And you probably never thought about that before. But because you love it so much, who else will be more passionate about talking about it? Who will be more passionate about serving in this capacity than you? So I thought that that was just awesome, because everyone don't dislike their job. And that really rewards me to hear that, because I really personally, I don't like hearing that people are so unhappy. It makes me sad. It makes me really sad for you, because we really do have choice in this life. And so I like to hear when people are happy with their choices that they have made. So if you're eager to move up the ladder and pursue an aggressive career path, set yourself on a trajectory. Identify the next career move for you, and then identify what you must do to qualify for it.
And so, again, that goes back to speaking about, hey, you know, you may really like your job. How do you go to the next level? So if you're a teacher and you're going back to school, will going back to school enable you to get promoted to become a school administrator? Now, you wouldn't even have to move mountains to carve out the time to find the money, enlist your family support, and to do anything necessary to earn it, right? But if you're just starting out in the career with designs on management or even a more senior position, wouldn't you identify and approach a mentor at your company who's done exactly what you want to do? And I think that's really powerful because a lot of times we're all just kind of just jumping out there, and you don't always have to jump out there. Enlist help, family. And that's what she's talking to us about, enlisting help, asking other people, how did that go for you? So, like, if somebody else is a speaker and you see they're good, reach out to them. How did you go into that? How did you start talking about this money management? How did you start writing your book? How did you start coaching? How did you start becoming a manager? How do I become a manager before I go into senior manager? Because I really want to become regional manager. There's steps. And as we talked about before, we all love helping and serving in some way. Life is really about giving more in value than what we're taking in payment. Allow somebody else to serve you. But you have to ask the question so they know how to serve you in your vision. I think that's really important for each and every one of us to remember that. And the last other thing that I really wanted to point out, I didn't realize this top of the hour already, my God, is creating, let me just read the whole thing. When you give yourself bold goals, be sure to break them down into smaller milestone goals, targets to work toward. Then every time you achieve a fraction of that goal or the goal in its entirety, remember to celebrate yourself. I put a big star here because I forget to celebrate myself. Oh, my God, I forget to celebrate. I even put the date here to make sure that I become intentional about it. She used an example from Bishop T.D. Jakes that he said, and I know everyone loves Bishop Jakes, so that's why I had to make sure I'm telling you guys that Bishop T.D. Jakes said that you have to learn to bake your own cake, light your own candles, and throw yourself a party. That's a great lesson for all of us. Because the reality is, if we wait on somebody else to celebrate us, we could go months, even years, without celebrating all of our incremental successes before we achieve the big goal. Celebrate yourself. Bake your own cake. Whether you plan goals to achieve by the end of the week, the month, or the year, acknowledge your success in a way that makes you feel abundant. And that's where I really want to just challenge us, is just write those things down. Like, I have some things that's on my board that's sitting here in front of me, and I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bake me a cake. I'm going to throw myself a party. Even if it's just, of course, just baking a cake, right? But how many of us do that? I was just going to be excited, like a personal excitement, but I think it would even be greater to bake a cake for myself. And then I was coming up with different little creative ways to even celebrate my party because I know what this really means. So this just gave me some creative juices for myself. So let's just say if you close out your client and you only wanted to get one more client for the month of December, bake yourself a cake and maybe even buy a candle and put one on top of it or whatever your goal is. Be creative. Make yourself feel abundant. Take yourself shopping. I know it's during the holidays we celebrate other people, but here's the thing. You can't serve other people out of an empty cup. Serve you first. Live a life that's abundant. We're almost at the top of the hour. I didn't realize time was flying so fast. Did anybody else have anything that they wanted to share? Please press *6 if you're on the teleconference. Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio for us to be able to share. What did you gain from it, or are you going to actually start celebrating yourself? I think this is a great, great lesson for us all.
Chastity, thank you so much. This is Lakia, and actually we're not on the teleconference this morning, but we do but I just want to say real quickly, because we do have a couple people who are going to give in. Thank you so much. This is such a beautiful lesson, and I love that, you know, when we talk about visualization and putting the action behind it, you know, how many times have we heard Reverend Ike say, go out and drive that car. Go out and look into that house that you want. And get yourself around the people. Like you said, if you want to be a manager, get yourself around the people who are managers. And one of the things that came to me recently is, you know, because my desire is to work and serve, and my passion is travel and retreat, is to be around people who do that. So, you know, volunteer somewhere, you know, volunteer. You know, I said I would go into a travel agency and put brochures together. I don't care what I do as long as I'm in the atmosphere of it. And then while I'm there, I'm listening, I'm learning, I'm just being in the mix. And so it is absolute, and we can create anything we want. Just this past weekend, something beautiful happened for me, totally out of unexpected. I've been helping an organization that I'm a part of plan a retreat for next year in this place called Beaufort, South Carolina. I've never even heard of it. And so I'm online. I'm looking up places. I'm talking to the hotel people. I'm looking at places for us to hold the event. And I, you know, and I'm like, oh, look how beautiful this is. Look how beautiful that is. And last Friday, beautiful Khadija called me up and said, I'm on my way to Beaufort, South Carolina tomorrow. And I was like, oh, my God, really? I was just, you know, and then doing, you know, looking up all this stuff. And then she asked me if I wanted to go. And I said, oh, no, I can't come.
Oh, look at that.
Anyway. Can you just imagine? I just want to say, not only did I go, but I stayed in a beautiful little retreat home, which is another passion of mine. I've always wanted to see myself having a retreat center. I stayed in the home of this beautiful angel who has a little retreat space that women come to do just what I want, is to have women come, have a place that they can call sacred, to heal, to pray, to play, to learn and grow. I was in the atmosphere. I was there. And I didn't even plan it. So just what you just said, look, just even having the thought and putting in the feeling, you know, just it can happen. The universe just says yes, and the doors and windows of heaven will open, I promise you. That was my beautiful lesson. So thank you so much for reiterating to me even this morning. It's as easy as just that. Think the thought and do something to create the feeling behind it. So thank you, Chastity. And I'm going to open up the lines. 240-412, you are on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Good morning.
Happy Friday morning. Peace and blessings to you, my queens. This is Jackie Cradle from Maryland. Thank you.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thank you. A wonderful conversation this morning about visualizing. And this is something that I have been doing for quite some time with my healing process. And Zakiya, I know you talked about that earlier. Y'all talked about that and the magic yesterday. But, you know, with your visualization, you know, you want to see it. You want to feel it. You want to smell it. You want to experience it. You want to hear it. You want to hear the crowd roaring for you and all that good, great stuff. When you in that feeling of visualizing, you know, if you want to be that speaker, visualize yourself being introduced to the people with such enthusiasm and feel how it feels, the excitement that you get within yourself. And that's what I've been doing here lately, because I've been experiencing my healing. And with my healing, I've been touching myself and talking to my leg and letting my leg know how much I miss her and how much I'm looking forward to us going out and walking again and doing all the things that we used to do, but doing it with so much love, so much more enthusiasm, because, see, there was a time when I didn't want to drive. So, you know, the Lord saw it to me that I didn't have to drive, because you know what happened? I had a car accident. For me to realize, okay, so you don't want to drive no more? Okay, well, I'm going to set you up like this, because I was doing it in a negative way. I had negative feelings behind it. But I don't have to drive. I can have a chauffeur drive for me. That could be part of my visualization with my chauffeur-driven limousine, opposed to, I can't stand driving. I don't want to drive. I hate driving. And that got set down from 1993 up to where I'm at now. I desire to drive now. So y'all better look out. I'm about to be on the road. But you really got to... But you really, and this is, and me getting back out here driving, I have to tell you, I do have some fear behind it, because I have not driven in so long, but it's something that I absolutely need to be doing again. That's part of who I am. I need my wheels to go places. I desire to drive now, but I want to drive with love now. You know, it's not that feeling of, oh, I don't want this anymore. But I feel myself behind the wheel and whatnot, okay, you know. And I feel myself zoom, zoom, zooming. But, I you know, you got to have the feeling behind it as well. If you don't have the feeling behind it, it's going to be hard for you to even allow that visualization to manifest, you know. So we cannot put the fear behind what it is that we desire, you know. And if you do have that fear, it's okay. Keep it going, but don't let that fear overtake you so that you are stagnated and not want to move. I'm just speaking for myself, but I just want to share with y'all what my experience has been, you know, that I allow my fear to hold me back. But I got to stop calling it my fear. I'm releasing it and I'm moving on. So thank you so much, Chastity, for sharing this morning. I thank you so much for your visualization and your passion that you have with the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. You are truly passionate about what you're doing. I feel it, and it truly is inspiring. So please keep doing what you're doing. I love you. Thank you, ladies, queens, Zakiya. You're doing a magnificent job. Thank you so much. I love you all.
Thank you, Miss Jackie. Miss Jackie, you know I love you so much. Good thanks. Good thanks.
Awesome.
And I just want to say this to you, Jackie. Thank you. We are visualizing with you, so you got support in seeing you driving with ease, grace, and elegance, and loving it in your big time limousine or whatever it is that you want to create. So I would just encourage you to do what Reverend Ike says: go out and just start sitting in them cards, girl, because it's getting ready to be yours. Well, thank you, beautiful. I love you.
Amen. Thank you. I love you.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes. Thank you, Miss Jackie.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to press the number one to get into the queue. I thought I saw someone else in there, Chastity. But I don't see the other hand now. So if you want to add to the conversation, please press the number one to get into the queue.
All right. So if people decide to jump in later, that's fine. That's definitely good. I will wrap up my portion of it. And I just want to remind us to bake your own cake for yourself. Celebrate yourself, just as Miss Jackie just talked about. Speak life into yourself. Throw yourself your own party. Because whether your goals are big, small, or whatever, celebrate yourself. And celebrate your incremental steps to get to the bigger goals. They don't just happen. There are smaller things that you're doing every single day to get there. So even with my personal goals, that let's say if you're just trying to lose weight or you're trying to just stay fit, every time that you turn down a piece of cake for the week or you work out, celebrate yourself by the end of the week. It may seem counterproductive, but you can bake yourself a cake. That don't mean eat the whole cake, right? But definitely celebrate yourself. Whether you have goals for the week, the month, or the year, acknowledge yourself. Make yourself feel more abundant, family. That's what my call to action is, to remind each and every person here on the line. I am Chastity A. Wells. I appreciate each and every one of you for allowing me to share Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with you, with the beautiful Lisa Nichols Abundance Now book. If you have any questions about your life insurance needs, I am here to serve you. Now, this time of year, there are so many people who experience suicide in their family, death in their family, and it's a very major topic. It's a sensitive topic, but I want to remind you and encourage each and every one of you, as you're looking at your nieces and nephews, especially as the grandparents in the family, it is your duty, it is your obligation to make sure your grandkids are covered. I can help make sure that they're covered. We're not talking about them dying. What we're basically talking about is ensuring their insurability for the future. Our community, the melanated community in particular, is under extreme attack. Once your kids have been diagnosed with anything, it makes it harder for them to get insurance. Not anything, but some of the things that they're diagnosed with, diabetes, sickle cell, those are prevalent things. It makes it harder to get them insured, family, if they're even able to get covered. So the reality is, for I want us to really look at, is ensuring their age and health at this point and being able to gain cash value on it and start gifting our kids with a leg of wealth instead of another pair of sneakers that they grow out of, a pair of Jordans. I mean, the amount of money people are spending on a pair of sneakers actually will pay for a kid's policy for an entire year. So let's reframe our thought process. Let's reframe how we're preparing our children for the future, because what we put emphasis on is what our children put emphasis on. You put emphasis on a $200 pair of sneakers, that's where your kids put their emphasis at. Teach them to put that $200 up so it grows and they're able to use it later when they're more mature. So it's about our mindset. It's about growing. Each one teach one. I appreciate you all. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I'm here to assist you in all your financial needs for us to be able to move forward. 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. You're able to reach me or go to chastityawells.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Jackie again. I always love it when Chastity comes on. And Chastity, I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything like that, but I love the way you share each and every Friday the importance of life insurance. You know, it would really be great if you was able to come to the call and do a full segment, because it's because of the way that you share in the community is the reason why that I did get life insurance, and I did get life insurance for my grandchildren through Chastity A. Wells, and it don't take long at all. The process is very simple. Now I know that my grandchildren are secured for their future, for their legacy. You know, it has to start right here, right now, you know, because I never thought it was important to have life insurance. I didn't see the purpose of life insurance. I was like, oh, well, I'm going to die anyway, so it make no difference. I'm not going to know what's going on. That's that ignorance talking right there. That's ignorant to say that, oh, I don't care about my life after I die. That's ignorant. I need to pay attention to my life while I'm here and when I pass, because this is how we leave our legacy. Do we want to leave a legacy of debt, or do we want to leave a legacy of abundance? We have that choice right here, right now, that we can leave a legacy of abundance through life insurance. It is to protect us when we die, and to make sure we leave something behind. And I didn't realize that it really is inexpensive. It's not as much as I thought it was, because it would cost more for me to die and not be protected than for me to die and be protected. So in my death, I know that I am protected because I have life insurance. They're not going to do no gun GoFundMe or fry those chicken dinners or have these dances
because, you know, I didn't have life insurance. I didn't take care of it now. My grandchildren are protected. Yes, I had, you know, thank you so much for putting it out that way, Chastity. We can put more money into a pair of tennis shoes and not, and then we can leave our children to not have, not to be protected when they die. Thank you for putting it out there like that, Chastity. That's a great way to put it out there. And Chastity, I mean, and because Chastity was on the call one day and she really got in our face, in our ear. She was, if she was in our face, I'm telling you, she was all over my grill. I'm telling you now. And it, that prompted me to get the life insurance because you know what? The other agency is not telling you what Chastity is telling you. The other agency is not letting you know that if you have a male child and if this male child gets in trouble, that this male child, he's not going to be able to get covered because of his lifestyle. See, Chastity is going to give it to you real. And that's what I love so much about it, about you, Chastity. So thank you so, so very much. And it doesn't cost as much as we think it do. It really is affordable when you think about it. $52 a month, that's all I pay. That's my premium. I'm taken care of. Do you know what I used to do with $52 a month? I mean, within a week, okay? So that $52 a month that I pay for my own premium, I'm taken care of. Also, I don't know these things. Like someone was sharing with me, you know what? When you have life insurance, you need to put that in your will to let them know that you want your life insurance to go towards your barrier first, and then whatever's left behind, you know, then that can be distributed. Do that need to be known as well, Chastity?
It looks like she's still here. Chastity, if you're talking, we can't hear you. Because it looks like she's still here.
Oh, sorry. I'm moving around, ladies. I'm sorry. I'm still here.
I apologize. A friend of mine has said to me, she said, you know, when you have life insurance, you need to make sure that it's known to the family that you want to be buried with your life insurance money first, and then whatever's left behind, you can have that. You can have that. Is that something that, you know, she said that? And I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. Is that true? Would that be a true statement?
That's the intention of life insurance. Your family shouldn't be doing anything else with it first other than burying you. But the thing about having a will and having it spelled out is to ensure that and to have it in writing what your last wishes are. So
right.
I think it is a very powerful intention to leave.
Right. I didn't know that. And also someone said to me, well, you don't want, you know, when a family member dies, you don't want to just take your life insurance and just throw it out there to them and say, here, look, this is my policy. This is the life insurance value of the life insurance policy. So because they said that even the funeral homes, you know, they would take your whole policy for what it's worth, you know. So, it's you know, there's a lot that Chastity can educate us on if we just allow ourselves to open up, to be receptive and to receive, because this legacy of life that we leave behind is so much important, you know, especially in our community. So I just wanted to put that out there for allowing me to share, to speak. I'm complete.
Woo! Well, thank you, Ms. Jackie. Yes, yes, yes. That is such great information. And, you know, every time you share that, it just reaches each of us in such a different way. That if we don't have that protection, get it. You know, I've recently had, not in my own family, but in the family of my beloved, he's had family members who have passed away who did not have life insurance and left behind children and so forth. And the family had to scrape together and try to pull money together. And, you know, and it is so, 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 so vital to protect our loved ones. Because we're gone, you know what I'm saying? It's like we out of here, but we do leave behind us those who are going to be going through the grieving process and mourning our loss, you know, the loss of their loved ones. And you don't want to have to go through trying to, like you said, cook some chicken dinners or go make up, you know, dances or even have people come out of their pocket that may not have the financial ability to. So
make it easy for the family and definitely get that life insurance to cover. So thank you, Jackie. I love your passion and your compassion. We appreciate you so much. And Chastity, once again, we thank you for being who you are. We love you when you come on and do our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafes on Friday. And we love, love, love Lisa Nichols, the Abundance Now conversation. So we do love you all, family. Continue to send love out to Janine as she's traveling home. And I'm going to one thing I did want to share real quickly was that Chastity said about the money that we spend on our children or circulate with these $200 and $300 tennis shoes. I remember years ago, and this was probably back in the early 90s, where I was watching something on TV, and they were showing the difference between an African-American family and the money that they spend on Christmas. And, oh, they had all kinds of toys and things underneath the trees and, you know, a lot of material things. And then they showed the contrast between them and another community of people. And this community, what they did is they had little stockings hung up at the fireplace and had little gifts in there. I don't know, maybe a pair of gloves or a pair of socks or something. But what the father said was they took their money and invested in some kind of stock or bond or something with stocks and bonds during that time, CDs maybe. That's what they did with their money. So that when their children came down at Christmas morning, they got an envelope that said, you now have this amount of money in your stock account or this amount of money in your CD. And that was their Christmas present. So I say all that to say we really have to learn to be conscious and consciously aware of where we're circulating our money, how we're circulating our money, and the messages that we're giving to our children. We do it so much. And, you know, I just get more and more disturbed about the, you know, going into the stores and you're making the stores more money and you're teaching our children that it's all about the material things. And then, you know, where's the gratitude? And where's the, you know, then you're in debt and more debt and more debt. You got to pay off the credit cards for $500 and $600 and thousands of dollars worth of toys and gifts and things. Well, you could be putting that money and investing that money in your children's future. That one thing has stood out for me all of these years, and I say it over and over again. Let's be aware of how we are teaching our children what's valuable and what to be grateful for. And that, of course, brings us back to gratitude. Our children, each of us, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I am going to share one more thing before we leave out that I did not share from the magic. Rhonda Byrne says, if you find yourself in a situation where you're about to complain about something to do with money, whether it's through your words or your thoughts, ask yourself, am I willing to pay the price for this complaint? Because that one complaint will, she didn't say may, she said will slow or even stop the flow of money. Am I willing to pay the price for this one complaint? So family, from this day forward, make a promise to yourself that whenever you receive any money, whether it's your salary for work, a refund or a discount, or something that someone gives you that costs money, you will be truly grateful for it. Each of these circumstances means that you have received money And each instant gives you an opportunity to use gratitude's magical power to increase and multiply your money even more by being grateful for the money you've just received. Ah, hallelujah, and give thanks. I want to say thank you so much, my beautiful Love Journey family, for allowing me the opportunity to serve you today. I'm going to wish you a most magnificent and awesome weekend. And Miss Jackie, if you're still here, would you come in and share what Janine always says at the end of the call?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. yes, as Lady Love always closes out with us each and every day on the call with our love experience, your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember, we have a choice to choose love, because love is the only choice, and not to just dream your God-sized dream, but live your God-sized dream. Love you. Great weekend. And remember to visualize and see it, feel it, experience before it even happens.
Yes, yes. And Miss Jackie, this one is for you, baby girl. I want to see you dance on those awesome legs of yours. I say, love you, family. Peace and blessings.
Yes.
Toast it up.
It was a beautiful day.
Yes.
It's going to be a beautiful night.
It is a beautiful day.
Break out the champagne. Yes. Everybody get a glass.
Oh, champagne.
Let's start it off sexy.
Yes.
And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. But trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this living. Like every day is my birthday, know what I'm getting. Can't reserve the time, not that's where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in about 6 minutes.
don't even clap the same when we live in that champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party. Reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, hey. Set it for my feet. Oh.